the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome.
Hi.
I swear to God, singing those songs
break
gives me nodules.
Are you going to break a rib from
Spoiler
your coughing?
Spoiler alert! We keep doing this!
We talk about how sneezing or coughing can break ribs.
Here is the show.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Hello and happy Thursday, September the 5th.
We don't need that.
We're not going back to this gear. Hey, funny moment happened yesterday afternoon. Mum and Dad were visiting. Now, my dad is 69 years old. He's just a bit over 6 foot.
Yep.
And he thought it would be a good idea to jump on my eldest daughter's scooter.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Okay. So we're on a concrete path.
Yeah.
My dad said, here, give me that, give me a ride. We all said, Mum, my sister, my children, Granddad, I don't think that's a good idea. And he said, no, I'm on it. He hopped on. Both feet. The brakes weren't working on this scooter, can I tell you?
Well,
nothing
no.
stopping that back wheel. And as he approached a downhill bend on the path, we saw him round the corner, then through above the bushes. I saw his head start to jump a little bit.
Oh, speed wobbles.
The death wobbles, yes.
Yep.
We rounded the corner only to find the scooter 10 metres away from Dad and Dad lying motionless on the grass. So my girl raced over, Granddad, are you all right? And he got up and shook himself off and said, that was fun.
Cool.
Now.
I bet it was.
When do you know your limits? He could have broken a hip, please.
Oh, Sarah.
Could have broken a hip.
He's not that old.
Well, he wants to try it again because
exactly.
he realises where
you
he went wrong.
You need to get him a grown-up scooter. I have one of those. If he was on one of those micro ones, like the kids one, no good.
Do you have a grown-up scooter?
Yes.
What is a grown-up scooter?
Well, just an adult size
scooter.
But I've
They're
never
fantastic.
Known you. Oh, you did buy one. And you were going to ride it to the shops.
Yeah, I did. I do. It is so hard. It is so hard to ride a scooter for distance. Okay? If you think you're fit,
I reckon you've done
think
it.
Again.
Did you do it once
no,
and never
I've
again?
No, I've done it multiple times as a fitness challenge. It nearly kills me every time. And it is so much harder than
so
it
So you've
looks.
Got one adult scooter for giveaway,
We've got
is that
two.
What you're saying?
We have two adult scooters, but although Remy, my 10-year-old, rides it too because he's quite tall. It's fun, but difficult.
You haven't sold that well. I don't think I'll be passing it on to Dad.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I have just seen on Facebook, and I'm very concerned, a girlfriend of mine, Sarah, has broken a rib.
Oh, no. That's really, that's hard to break a rib.
Hold on. I haven't finished the story. She's broken her rib following a particularly violent sneeze.
Oh.
What?
That is full on. She's
wow.
just posted about it on Facebook. She's okay, but she has broken a rib. I didn't
sneezing.
Know. Yep. Yep, she had, it says here, she had pneumonia. So she's been coughing up a lung
yeah.
and that can hurt. You know when you're,
yes.
What's the diaphragm? Mm. Your diaphragm gets so weak from that level of coughing. You know, the muscle is so painful. But here she's gone to sneeze and
wow.
rib gone. How full on? She said she felt it. She felt a particularly sharp pain but didn't think too much of it, and the doctor has confirmed. Is a fracture a break, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
fractured
like a little break.
Rib.
Yeah.
It's a little break, but that's very painful. And the thing is, you can't mend it. You just have to give it time.
No, I'm looking at this here saying, yes, adult ribs are more likely to break under stress, and even coughing or
yes.
a hard sneeze
there you go.
Can fracture yeah. a rib. I mean, I would expect it from you because you are a violent
yes.
sneezer.
Well, now I'm concerned.
I was going to ask, were you sitting next to her and did you sneeze and punch her in the ribs?
But I'm a violent sneezer, Sarah, not in the velocity of the sneeze itself.
No, your whole body
splays. But in the other actions. And I think that that takes some of the load. When I move my limbs, perhaps it eases.
It distributes.
It distributes the force.
So be more like you. That's what you're saying.
Kind of, yeah. Maybe I should show her how to sneeze and maybe she won't go around breaking ribs anymore. Also, drink milk.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Judgy, judgy. Sometimes I hear stories about neighbours that make me thankful that I don't know my own.
Don't you?
I don't either.
Because I think there are a hell of a lot of irritable next door neighbours out there.
We know all our neighbours.
Well, you live on acreage, though.
Yeah, I know,
so
but
they're
we know
far
them.
Away.
Yeah, but we still know them, Sarah.
Well, do you want to know
country
this one?
Country folk for you.
A lady in Perth. A vegan lady in Perth.
Uh-oh.
Say no more.
Trouble.
Trouble in paradise. Has taken her neighbours all the way to the Supreme Court, demanding that they stop smoking. That they stop bouncing balls.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and most of all, that they stop cooking barbecues in their backyard. She said she's fed up with the smell of meat cooking on the barbecue next door.
God.
And to quote her, they've put it there so I smell fish. All I can smell is fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there.
How has she managed to take this to the Supreme Court? How is this allowed through our justice system?
Well, I guess if you've got money, you can just keep it going. She's also furious at cigarette smoke wafting into her yard and the mere sound of kids playing with basketballs next door. She said it's been devastating, it's been turmoil, there's been unrest and she hasn't been able to sleep.
She would not survive living next door to me. She would not. She would not. We are constantly barbecuing. We are constantly bouncing balls.
Like everyone.
We are constantly shouting.
You're not smoking, though.
We're not smoking, though.
No.
We're not smokers.
That's true. But neighbours, I mean, what do you say? What
There's
do you say there? They're
right
minding their
lady.
Own business in their own backyard. You can't help where the smell of meat goes.
Well, you can't barbecue indoors.
It's not like they're throwing the sausages over into her gutters or anything like that. You know, that's aggressive. That's worthy of taking action. But this is...
I think she's the... I bet you her name's Karen and I bet you she works in accounts. And she's obviously a vegan.
She's a massage therapist.
All right, well, there you go. I mean, therapists can be amazing.
Don't taint all massage therapists because every time you go in for a relaxing one, you're going to get a deep tissue now.
Does she do, like, what's it called when they just place their hands?
Reiki.
Mm.
Oh, goodness. Wow, you've really hit a nerve, Lise. You've hit a nerve with Lise and she's throwing all alternate therapies under the bus
here. I'd like to do Reiki. What does that do?
I don't know.
I'm keen for some Reiki.
Wow.
Those two girls.
Guys. Hit an all-time low.
Uh-oh.
I have faked it with my husband.
You don't talk about that.
We don't need this.
No.
It is not what you
early.
Think. It is not what you think. I want you to stay with me. Yesterday afternoon, he called me out onto the...
I don't want to hear about it. Stop.
He called me out onto the veranda.
Well, it's an unusual place.
And he said...
Not the weirdest place.
And he said, come out here and take a look at this.
This is too much.
No, it's not what you think,
Sarah. This is a private husband and wife moment.
It is not what you think. He pointed to the distance. He said, stand behind me. He pointed out to the distance.
Are you lodging an HR claim after this hour?
Guys, let me tell the story.
I pre-filled it this morning.
Turn that music off because I can't think.
I bet you can't.
He pointed out to the distance, Sarah, and he said, can you see it? Can you see it?
I mean,
and I said,
what? You have to ask that question. It's not great.
And right then and there, I realised that the most annoying thing for people to ever do to another person is to make them find something in a tree at a distance, okay?
Yeah.
He had spotted a koala. He had spotted a koala yonder, at least 200-300 metres away.
Yonder.
Okay, and he said, quickly come and see there's a koala in that tree. Mm. And then the interlude began, Sarah, the dance of stand behind me, see where I'm pointing? Now to the right, not that tree, the tall tree. Now go down about 20 metres, there's a fork there. Look in the fork, Lise. There is a koala. There are koalas alive and well in our region. Can you see it? And I was like, yep, no. Is it that trick? And it just keeps going back and forth. And then eventually I was so tired of it, I faked it. And I told him I saw the koala and I never saw the koala ever.
So you lied and you faked
it
with your husband.
Sarah, because it's the most annoying game, isn't it? It's like when you're trying to see, like if we're looking out this window now and I'm trying to point out a particular type of car. Look at the car, Sarah. Look at the car. Can you see the car I'm looking at? Can you see it?
It's quite dark. It's difficult.
My point being, everybody knows that particular exchange with another human being, and it's not good. It's not enjoyable.
So you're advocating for faking.
I am advocating for faking. Fake it all the way.
Do you think Dane knew that you faked it, though? Do you think he knew that
really,
you told a lie?
I am very good at faking it. I don't think you... If I said to you, I see the koala... You believe me, don't you?
I'm looking into your eyes, and yes, you could make me believe anything, Lise.
Yeah, that's right. So,
nah, we're done. It's
those
two
girls. There's
nothing
wrong with occasionally just cutting to the chase and saying,
You talk heard of emotional support animals, right?
I'm your emotional support animal, aren't I?
Don't, Aaron. Don't make fun of it. It's a very critical part of some people's lives. Those animals can reduce anxiety, Sarah.
And they're often pretty traditional pets, like a dog or a cat or something small and easy to take with you out and about.
Portable is key, I believe.
I would say so. How portable do you think a miniature horse is? Out of curiosity.
Not a lot.
Not up there well.
No. Like a little Shetland?
A woman was boarding a flight on American Airlines. Okay?
No.
Brought her miniature horse aboard.
No.
It's her emotional support animal. They were in economy.
Does it have its own seat?
That is a great question.
This horse has its own Instagram account. It's called Flirty. And you can follow it.
Oh, my God, I'm following it. Okay, hold on. So does Flirty have his or her own seat? Also, does Flirty require its own emotional support animal?
No.
Does it have a ticket? I'd love to know if
does
the horse
have
a ticket.
It would. If you have another seat, you need a ticket.
Mr. Flirty?
the horse stood in front of her seat and kept obviously hitting the back of the person in front. People didn't seem to mind because there was a photo with Flirty and the pilots and the flighties afterwards.
I mean, it could be quite enjoyable to have a miniature horse on board, but is that a support animal?
Well, I don't know.
Can you fly with the horse?
Well, what would it... Would it be easier if there was a song about it?
I think it's always easier with a song. Yeah, I'm gonna take my support horse on an aeroplane.
We're gonna fly and drink champagne.
I'm gonna take my support horse on an aeroplane.
'Cause it keeps me calm and sane.
Got my luggage in the back.
Horse tack is attached.
Economy's where it's at.
Hope this pony doesn't crash.
Wow.
Well, look, whatever floats your boat, whatever gets you high in the sky, if that's a miniature pony, so be it.
You know what? We're putting a photo of Flirty, the mini service horse, on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah. It's quite the sight. Who are we to judge? Who are we?
If you need a
mini service horse to get you from A to B in the sky, so be it. Also, why can't she ride her horse from where she's going?
Also, seriously, where would that horse take a...
It's big. It's bigger than I imagined.
Yeah.
It's big, Sarah. It's a nay from me.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I still haven't gotten over this song that you two have sung because I think it could be your worst.
Oh, truly?
Really?
That's a very big call.
Looking back through the archives, I really think it's the worst.
What about it in particular is so offensive to you?
The lyrics?
What part of the lyrics?
The tone?
I think it's where we have to put on a voice other than our own.
It's never good.
I think the worst one we did was one about the baby being born.
Which
we did it
baby?
To Vanilla Ice, I think.
What baby?
I like royal babies and I cannot lie. We did that one.
Let me just see if I can
find that was
a
like
it.
Big bang. Yeah.
There's so many bad ones. So
are you
many
pulling them up,
bad ones.
Yeah, I might give it a crack.
Here we go. We should release an album. Everybody.
What is this?
Royal baby.
No. Yeah.
This was terrible. I can
Everybody.
See that.
Everybody.
In hindsight.
Royal baby, right?
Yes.
It's a boy. All right. Clever though. Finally.
I think one of the best ones was we did an ABBA song once.
Money, money. Oh, here it is. What was it about, though? Was it about money?
The Yanni Laurel.
Yanni yes. And Laurel. This was a cracker.
This is a classic. It's not relevant at all now, but
listen
back then it was
all
good.
Night, listen all day to hear the words that they all say. We're so mad. And we even.
Yeah.
And still there never seems to be a single word that's right, you see. That's too bad.
In my ears, I hear it loud. There's no question, just one sound.
Others' ears don't work at all. It's time for us to make the call.
Yanni, Yanni, Yanni.
It's uncanny.
That was good.
That was so good.
I can't remember what our other worst one was, but it was. You took this really deep voice, and all I remember is
that
clink.
I will leave a lot on.
No, it was different. Bad. It was a
clink,
clink, clink, clink.
Clink.
Oh, it was
God.
A leave your hat on.
It was
a Tom Jones parody.
You can leave.
Leave the light.
Your
no,
shoes
your
on.
Your shoes on.
It was about.
This is the worst one, actually.
What was it about?
Leaving your shoes on.
But barefoot
why?
At the races?
Oh, being barefoot.
I think it was after the Melbourne Cup.
It was.
This might play us out.
Lucky you
Can
guys.
Can we do a worst of album?
Today is Melbourne Cup.
Sarah, what is that?
Flemington. So here are some rules. I'll give you some rules.
Okay, have a few drinks.
Okay. Here we go.
Clink, clink, clink.
But you can leave your shoes on.
Actually.
But just leave your shoes on. You
please.
Can leave your shoes on.
I actually think we can probably play that again for Melbourne Cup.
I think so. That's coming up. When is that, Sarah?
November the 5th this
November
year.
November the 5th. I'm going to pop that in the calendar as
well. Well, there's a break already done, Aaron.
We have to go.
All right. Bye.
Melbourne
bye.
Cup parody.
Bye. Bye.
Parody song in the lot.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.